Music Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We just had the cooked foods of Ashland tip-off, and we're underway here as a Volunteers have traveled to take on Briarwood Christian Lions. This is Rusty Tater, Coach Jerry Wings. We've also got Coach Heron in here with us, Jeremy Character and Heathbone all with us. And so you're liable to hear from anybody throughout the night, but we're underway and Volunteers with the basketball.
And right now we're looking at a Briarwood team in a zone defense, forcing the balls out.
Shot up and no good. That was by Zachary Heflin. Right now, no score. We're at 6:33 to go here in this opening Buddy Sports Country first quarter.
Zachary had a nice shot there right up under the goal, and it pops out.
Inbound play is deflected out of bounds. That's by number three, Anna Tatum Baker. Remember that name from last year, Coach? We'll see a lot of the same players on these boys and girls team for Briarwood. Inbounds play, a good look at a shot. The ball is deflected. I think we're going to get a foul call. That was number 12, Ramiah Billingsley, going up. Did you see who that foul was called on, Coach?
It was on number three. That was on Baker.
Anna Tatum Baker, a key player there for the Lady Lions. First free throw is up and no good from Billingsley.
Billingsley, one of the leading scorers from last year.
And the Volunteers are on the board, and they take an early 1-0 lead here with 6:29 to go, opening period. Baker walking it up the court for the Lions. Over to Travis. Travis back to Baker. Baker dribbles to the left side. Man-to-man defense right now for the Lady Vols. Ball's deflected, and they're going to say it was last touched by the Lions. Coach Bishop trying to get that call, but unable to get it right there in front of the bench.
Yeah, he's working the officials over there early in this game.
Ball gets inbounded here to the Lady Lions. Drive to the basket. It'll be kicked back out, deflected, and lost out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. That was actually Stevie Giddens had a deflection, but it last was touched by Lady Lions.
Yeah, she deflected into a line, and then it went out of bounds. Balls for the chance to increase the lead here.
Billingsley walking the ball up the floor, top of the key. Billingsley over to Giddens. Giddens dribbles down, dribbles back out, kicks it over to Billingsley, left wing. Having a little issue here. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust. Service you can count on.
We come back. The Lady Vols have scored to make it three. Briarwood comes right back two, and Lady Vols lead 3-2. Sorry for that little glitch there.
Olivia Jones with a field goal there.
Balls for the basketball. That's Billingsley. She kicks it out to Giddens. Giddens driving baseline. Throws it out. It's deflecting, and it's going to be deflected by a line. That was number two, Race Garrett.
Billingsley right now handling point guard duty. She's handling the ball out front for the Volunteers.
Brandy Searcy will be inbounding from the corner. Searcy looks down low there for Heflin. Heflin goes up, shot deflected, and last touch by Lund.
Be a chance for another inbound play now underneath the basket for the Vols.
There's a good inbounds play to Giddens. Looked like a foul, no call.
I guess
it was a clean block there by those two young ladies. There's a long pass up the court, down the line, shot up, no good. Kick out, long three-pointers up, back rim, no good. That was by Curley. Long rebound goes out to the Lady Vols, and we're quickly going the other way. That's number three with the basketball for the Vols, Brandy Searcy. Searcy bringing it up, running point. Lady Vols lead 3-2 here, 4:03 to go in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Shot up, no good. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound to the Lions. They're quickly up the floor. That's number 32, Curley. Curley back over to number 3, Baker. Baker shot, front rim, no good. Tipped. And, oh, my goodness, I thought that was last touch by a line, but they're going to say it was last touch by Lady Ball.
It looked like Curley stuck her hand in there and clearly knocked that out. But they'll be inbounding under their goal.
Baker inbounding, and they get a lob out to Curley. Curley's jumper, no good. Fight for the rim. How's that not over the back? My goodness. Clara Crawford looked like she crawled over Billingsley, coach, and they're going to say the Vols touched it last.
Well, right now, they're getting away with murder underneath their basket.
Baker inbounds the ball. It's deflected out. Long three-pointer, and that'll be a foul. They get the rebound. That's going to send Anna Tatum-Baker to the line, shooting two. And she got the – right now, the line's firing them up from deep, coach, and unable to connect. But they do get the rebound, and they'll be going to the line shooting two.
And that foul went on Heflin there, Zakira.
Free throw, good. And we're tied at 3, 3:32 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening period. Baker. Drained the most. And Briarwood has their first lead of the night, 4-3. Searcy walks it up the court, across midcourt, over to Billingsley. Billingsley looks back over to Giddens on the left wing. Giddens hands it off to Blair Wheeler. Wheeler brings the ball back around to the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Getting a lot of pressure, and she'll give it off to Billingsley. Billingsley looks to drive. She's cut off. She gives it over to Wheeler. Wheeler back. Good defense right now by the Lions. And they're going to call a lane by that. That's one thing that happens, coach. You get a lot of defense standing strong and unable to penetrate right there, and you get somebody caught in the lane.
Well, I tell you what, I was impressed right there with Briarwood's defense. They were really playing on their man, keeping the offensive player in front of them and moving their feet. Good defensive job there by Briarwood.
Race Garrett inbounds the ball back over to Tatum. Or Baker, I should say. Baker over to number 24, which I don't have, so that could be an issue. Anderson. The ball almost stolen away there. I think that was by Heflin. Deflected out of bounds, and Briarwood will be inbounding the ball from there.
I had a 24 on my original roster. Grace Garrett.
Well, Grace Garrett's number 2.
Yep.
So
maybe
there's a jump ball after the rebound. Well, coach, we got a number 2 out there. There's a 2 and a 24, so that don't fix our problem. Maybe we'll figure it out. Lady Vols get the steal on the inbound play. She's pushed in the back. Was Heflin. My goodness. That's one way to stop a fast break. Shove her at the three-point line in the back.
And it looked like the
I think that was on number 24.
Art.
The foul. That's who shoved her in the back, I can tell you that.
Well, that was the foul then.
Billingsley with the basketball. Billingsley comes up. Shoots a 3, front rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, bounces around, and number 24 for the Lions comes out with it. She's on the run. She drives down, shot no good. Curley shot, put back no good. Rebound by Giddens.
That's a foul.
And Giddens is, they're going to call a jump ball.
They're letting them play.
A lot of reaching
and grabbing going on.
That's one way to put it. Billingsley with the basketball, walks it back up to 4. 4-3, Briarwood Christian. Lady Lions lead the Vols here in a big area matchup from Briarwood. And Giddens is going to dribble it off from the foot, and it's going to get out of bounds.
Yeah, she tried to explore underneath the baseline, and dribble the ball off her foot.
A lot of eighth graders, Coach. We didn't get to come in too much there on the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show and go over those East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups, but a lot of youngsters playing for the Lady Vols. There's a shot up and no good. Right now, if I'm counting right, there's four eighth graders on the floor.
Yeah, Briarwood ran a good play, got it into the block, but
there's an open three-pointer by Giddens. No good, saved, but to a line. Back on the go is number 24 for the Lady Lions, and we apologize, we do not have that name. We'll work to get that here in a minute. Searcy comes out with a loose ball, picks up her dribble, somehow keeps from traveling. My goodness. My goodness.
That's got to be a foul.
They finally called it, Coach. That'll be on number 24. If she keeps that up, we won't have to worry about her name because she'll be fouled out.
Right now, there's a lot of action, but not much production taking place here.
Billingsley at the line shooting two. And the first one's no good. Coach, this is something that plagued the Lady Vols last year was free throw shooting. If they could just shoot 50%, it would mean a lot.
Well, and Billingsley actually was one of the better.
She made the second.
She's 2 for 4.
She listened to my 50%, didn't she? And the Lady Vols have knotted it back up at 4 with 1 minute to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening period. Curley with a basketball. Curley. There's a lot of lines playing here. Back across court to 24, back over to Curley. There's a good pass down low, and the Lady Lions lay it up and in. That's Clara Crawford. Billingsley. Billingsley dribbles down the free throw line. She's trapped there. Are they going to call that a jump ball as well? They are.
Well, Billingsley dribbled herself into trouble there in that tie-up.
I think that's what they say, right? The arm's part of the basketball?
Well, apparently. It's kind of like the hand's part of the bat in baseball.
That's right. 25 seconds to go here in the opening quarter where Briarwood Christian leads 6-4 over the Lady Vols. Right now, neither team been able to get much offense going. Muniker with a basketball. Back over to Curley. Curley hadn't found a shot she don't like yet, and she drives to the basket. Shot up and no good. And that will end our Buddy Sports Country first quarter. Lady Briarwood Christian Lions lead our Volunteers 6-4 from Briarwood Christian School in Birmingham, Alabama. Stay with us, and we'll come back and transition into the Matthews Meat Market. Second quarter, right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey folks, Coach here. I want to tell you about AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. AGL provides reliable waste to handle big cleanups or yard waste. AGL's got you covered with affordable roll-off containers delivered right to your site. Different sizes of containers for cleanup projects, home decluttering, construction, renovation, cleanout. Fast drop-off and easy pickup, no hidden fees. Simple, clean service from a name you trust. Available by phone at 256-354-5803. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. Alta Point Health. Caring is their calling.
We welcome you back here to Volunteer Basketball. There's a turnover and a whistle. See what this is going to be. I think you're going to get a ball for a – I think they're going to get number one, Zachary Heffin, for a push.
A lot of shots taken in there.
Jeremy Character getting some stats for us. What was the rebounds and stuff in the first there real quick?
4-4.
4-4 for both on the rebound inside. There's a layup and in on a good pass. That is Clara Crawford, number 33.
Right now, Clara Crawford is posting up, and we have nobody that can defend her right now.
Billingsley with the basketball over to Giddens, and it's thrown behind her and out of bounds.
Yeah, we're trying to rush things against their pressure. They're playing the ball pretty hard, forcing us to throw quicker than we really want to.
Lines with the basketball, Curley top of the key. Curley looking to drive, hands the ball off there to Munica. Munica with the basketball, back over to five, that's Sarah Travis. Back to Baker, back to Munica. Munica shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, coming down with his Crawford. Crawford kicks it back out to Curley for the lines, and they'll reset. Over in the corner there to number five, that is Sarah Travis, shot up, no good. Rebound, there's contact, and it was last touch by number one, Zakir Heflin.
Right now, we're letting them control their offensive boards, and we've got to do a better job getting those missed shots.
Baker inbounds it to Curley at the free throw line. She looks to drive, and she is cross-body blocked by number one, Heflin, and we're pretty sure that's at least two fouls on Heflin.
Yeah, that's her second.
So we might see a drugstore substitution here, and it looks like we will. Blair Wheeler, that's perfect. Drugstore substitution, and Blair Wheeler comes into the game.
That's right.
Bone likes that drugstore substitution. Emma Curley. I added that, Bone. You think that'll work? Curley drained them both. Coach, right now, the Lady Lions looking good from a free throw line. I don't know you got it there, but that's made a difference.
Well, they're 4-for-4.
And they lead 10-4 over the Lady Ball, showing full court pressure. We beat it, get it down to the elbow there and turn it over to Brandy Searson.
Yeah, we've got another jump ball.
No, we get it. I think they get the Poultry South timeout. Does the Briarwood bench, Coach, to save that possession? As they take this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Lady Vols trailing the Briarwood Christian Lions 10-4 here. As we'll continue on into the Matthews Meat Market second period when we come back.
Atkinson Homes is located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. They offer homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options that include 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms and multiple bath layouts. Services include home delivery, trim out, and financing assistance through a variety of programs. Warranties and new appliances are included with all homes. More information is available at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
For the shooting range, the hunt, or the cast, Bama Guns and Outfitters serves customers at two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. They carry a selection of firearms, ammunition, and fishing gear. More details are available at BamaGunsAndOutfitters.com. Bama Guns and Outfitters can also be found on Facebook and Instagram. Bama Guns and Outfitters is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here. Lions with the basketball leading 10-4 over the Lady Balls. 6:09 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market. Second quarters, Lady Balls have traveled to Briarwood Christian for a big area matchup. There's a drive to the basket by number 24. They're going to count the basket, and she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line and for the and one.
Did you catch that foul? Huh?
Foul was on number 5, Ella Higgins. That's what the PA announcer said anyway.
Well, he should know.
We'll go with him. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Billingsley. I'm going to tell you what, number 24 is aggressive.
And she's and
looking to trout Billingsley to get it over to Wheeler, back over to Giddens. Right now, my goodness. Curley with a steal and goes all the way coast to coast after the steal lays it up and in. Coach Bishop has seen enough. He's going to take his Poultry South timeout. He's not happy with the official here. Felt like Giddens was pushed and knocked backwards from the ball, but we'll take this timeout with them. Lady Lions lead 14-4 here, 5:34 to go in the first half on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products, including smoke eater, smoke salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here as we turn it over and then turn it right back over. We get them turned over and then Curley shot up, no good. Rebound there to the Lions, out to Munica. Munica fires up a three, it's long rim, no good. But Curley on the backside rebound, her putback's too strong, no good. And Blair Wheeler finally comes out with a basketball for the Balls. They look right now, they're trying to trap us at every step of the game, Coach.
They are, and they're doing a good job at it as well. Pressuring the basketball no matter who's got it.
Right now, Billingsley with the basketball over to Giddens. Giddens, good pump fake, gets an open shot. Shot up, no good, too long. Fight for the rebound. 24 is going to save it for the Lions. Ball still loose. Finally coming down with it. It'll be number 5. There's Sarah Travis. They're on the move all the way up to Curley. Curley cross courts over to Munica. Back over to number 24. We still don't have a name for that young lady. Back over to number 5 is Travis. 24 pulls a long three. It hits front rim, no good. Billingsley with the rebound. Billingsley brings it up to 4. Billingsley takes it all the way down on the block out to Giddens. Back over to Searcy. Searcy fires up a three, no good. Rebound there by number 5, Sarah Travis. And the Lions run the other way. She traveled, no call.
Well, right now, the Volunteers really struggling shooting the ball from the floor. We played a quarter and a half, and we have one field goal. There's the post up inside.
And I think it's going to be off of number 10, Julia Thompson's leg, and that's going to be a turnover for the Lions.
Thompson making her first appearance in there. They're bringing people down for some full court pressure right here, as we'll try to operate against that.
Over to Searcy. Searcy dribbles down right side. She gets it down to Higgins. Higgins shot up, no good, blocked. And they'll get the loose ball up to Curley. We get around in front of Curley, good Euro step, and lays it up and in.
Well, we got to get back, get turned around, and stop the basketball. We didn't. We let her go coast to coast and shoot a layup.
Curley's 6'1", Coach. And the senior can move for the Lions. We remember from last season.
Yeah, very talented as well.
There's a quick shot up. Hits the backboard, no good. That was by Brandy Searcy, and the Lions get the rebound.
Well, right now we would be better served to try to get inside the lane and get some shots.
Curley with the basketball. She'll fire up that long three. It rims out, no good. Rebound. Right now, the Lions are kind of doing us some favors, taking some of those long shots, in my opinion, Coach. Over to number 14, that's Ward. Ball stolen away, and the Lions on the run. We'll get in front of her. That's Travis. Travis kicks it out to number 10, Thompson. Thompson shot up, no good, and the Lady Balls with the basketball. Rebound there by Ward.
Last couple of minutes kind of been a stalemate, but that's not helping us. We've got to make some headway offensively.
2:31 to go here in the first half. Giddens with a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound there by Higgins. Higgins, they get her trapped under the goal. See if that was a quick, going to be a jump ball call. Coach Bishop unable to get a timeout.
Well, Ella made a mistake there of wrapping that ball up when she brought it down. She should have went right back up with it, maybe drawn a foul. A
lot of youth on the floor, Coach, and those are things that will come to them later for sure. But right now, the Lady Balls coming in this game 4-4 on the season. They played a tough schedule, though, with Anniston and Oxford, Hanley,
Well, that should get them ready for these kind of games.
There's a three-pointer up and good by Clara Anderson of Briarwood Christian, and it's a 19-4, 15-point lead now for Briarwood. Billingsley walks it up the floor. 1:43 to go here, first half. Billingsley, top of the key, over to Stevie Giddens. Giddens drives, back over to Billingsley. I'm going to tell you what, Brandy, seriously with the basketball, you give her half a look, she'll pull the trigger.
As you can see, they've got us pushed out.
She does. Shot up no good, but another rebound. That was number 25 for the Volunteers. That's Emma Higgins. But the ball is deflected. Right now, I think.
Well, we just got a field goal. I think Cersei came up with a putback.
Okay. I was looking down, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, Cersei came up with a putback.
There's a rebound on the other end by Billingsley. See if we can cut into this lead. 13-point lead now by Briarwood Christian. Under a minute to go. Cersei comes up firing. Long three-pointer. Ball's loose. Lions come up with it. Up to Curley. Curley down to the block. Shot up good. Curley knows how to score, Coach. I don't know what her possibilities are at the next level, but with her ability to move and being 6'1", you would think she might get some looks.
Tall, slender, good athletic moves.
Can play anywhere on the floor, actually. Stevie Giddens fires up the three. That shot's no good, but a rebound putback's no good by Searcy.
A point blank putback is at that.
Great opportunity there. Unable to get it to go. Over to Anderson. Good lob down there to Crawford. Back out to Curley. Curley's long three bounced around, did not fall, and that will end the first half with the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions leading our Volunteers 21-6 here from Briarwood Christian School in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll come back, total up some stats, and move into the Williams Parts and Supply halftime show. Coach X will be bringing some Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments when we come back before we go into Highway 9 Tire third quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Since 1948, Bucks Island in Southside has kept Alabamians on the water. New and used bass aluminum and pontoon boats from Crest, Bentley, Skeeter, Falcon, Icon, Bass, Cat, G3, and Avid continue to solidify Bucks Island as the premier boat dealer for top brands in the Southeast. From glass-fast bass rigs to roomy pontoons and tough aluminum workhorses, the boat that fits your weekend, fishing excursion, or cruise around the lake is at Bucks Island. Don't buy a boat till you get a Bucks quote. Online at BucksIsland.com.
The chill is in the air, hunting season is officially here, and Buddy Sports Country is your ultimate base camp. Is your gear ready for your next outdoor adventure? Don't head out with guesswork, head out with the confidence that Buddy Sports Country provides. They carry top-of-the-line Hawk and Leupold scopes, as they are stocked with all the major brands of ammunition and a selection of high-quality rifles. They even bore sight your new or existing rifles. Buddy Sports Country, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, is a proud sponsor of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Does body pain hold you back from the things you love? Whether it's playing with your grandkids or enjoying a round of golf, persistent pain can hold you captive. Central Physical Therapy understands that it's not about the injury, it's about the life you want to get back to. Located near Smith's Curve in Lineville, Central Physical Therapy is open 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and Fridays 8 to 2. Their website is centralptal.com, and their phone number is 256-396-3250. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Central Physical Therapy, helping you rehab well, live well, and perform well.
During this season of giving thanks, the Clay County Economic Development Council would like to thank all employers and small business owners who keeps our community thriving. If you're a small business owner looking to grow, the Clay County EDC is ready to help serve and find ways to move your business forward. Contact the Clay County EDC today at 256 276-9319. Happy Thanksgiving from the Clay County EDC.
The Clay County EDC is proud to support the Clay Central Volunteers on the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Trapiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Lady Briarwood Christian Lions lead the Lady Vols at the half, 21-6. You are here in the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show, Coach. That's not a lot of scoring there for the Lady Vols. Kind of a stagnant first period. And then there was a little rush there early in the second, and that's made a difference. But Jeremy Carricker's been totaling some stats, some rebounds, some turnovers, and some field goal percentage, if you can share with us right now.
Well, when you look at our shooting, it's been a problem. Right now, we're 2 for 19 from the floor, and that's not going to win you very many basketball games. What's happening? They're putting tremendous amount of pressure on the basketball, and it's hard for us to move the ball. But we're falling into the trap by staying out on the perimeter. We need to try to attack inside a little bit more. A majority of those 19 field goal attempts have come from the three-point line, and I think we need to go inside a little bit more. And when you look at their field goal percentage, they're 8 for 28, which is a little bit better. And they've kind of relied on senior Emma Curley. She's going in. They're entering the ball into her in the post area. And she's a good enough player. She makes good post moves and has 3 field goals, drew a foul, and made 2 free throws as well. So Curley leading their scoring with 8 points. And right now she's the difference in this game. And then Clara Crawford also chipped in a couple of field goals. But the rebounding is fairly even. They have 14 rebounds. We have 13. And then the majority of their rebounding has come on their offensive end. They're getting more than one shot per possession, while on the other end, we're only getting one shot every time. So they're doing a good job corralling those long three-point misses that we're giving them. And right now, we're not shooting the ball well, which means that in this sport of basketball, if you're not shooting well, nothing seems to go good.
Well, Coach, if what do you think, you know, Coach Bishop there in the locker room, he and his assistant there, Matt Crenshaw, what do you think they're trying to work up here as far as the September Elite Auctions halftime adjustments?
Well, what I'm hoping they're working on is, you know, offensively, I mentioned the fact we're spread around the perimeter. And what we need to do is flash a person into the middle of the lane and maybe throw the ball in there to them occasionally, not necessarily to get a shot, but to collapse the defense. And if we can collapse the defense, it'll allow us to get a little bit easier shots, maybe around the elbow area. But right now, as long as we get in place and stay around the perimeter, it's going to be hard for us to generate anything offensively. So hopefully they've talked about maybe flashing that a post player in there, or maybe even entering the ball on the block to them to bring the defense in. I think that's the biggest adjustment we need to make, and that also will get us out of the trapping pressure that they're putting on the ball as well. And then I think defensively what we need to do is get up to our man a little bit closer, make it a little bit more difficult for them to dribble and pass and get shots off.
Well, that's going to close out our Williams Parts and Supply halftime show with the Lady Vols trailing 21-6. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll move. We'll roll into that Highway 9 tire third quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
As we come back, Lady Vols turn it over, and the Lions will take it the other way and set back up on offense. Curly dribbles down the baseline, kicks it out to number 5, Sarah Travis. Travis back to Curly. Curly's jumper, no good, fight for the rebound, and Billingsley's going to come down with it, but we do have a whistle. I think that's going to be a foul against the Lions. Didn't get the number. That's going to be Clara Crawford, the foul's called on. 21-6, Lady Lions lead the Vols here in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. There's the ball thrown away, stolen away by number 5, Sarah Travis. Travis takes it all the way, shot up, no good. Curly comes over for the rebound. You get caught waiting on the floor for the rebound, Coach, and you get an athletic 6'1 Emma Curly come in and just take control.
Yeah, and the key to that one was just her hustling down the floor to be in position for that offensive rebound.
Billingsley with a long three-pointer, rims no good, fight for the rebound. Wheeler could not control it, and it'll be kicked out to Curly. Curly throws it long up to Baker. Baker drives to the basket, and that is blocked by Billingsley up almost into the stands. Good block. Good recovery there for Mariah Billingsley.
Well, we continue to be in love with the three-point line, but it's not being very kind to us tonight.
Ball inbounds there to number 3, Baker. Baker over to Muniker. Muniker back to Baker, top of the key. They lob it down to Curly, and we're going to double down on Curly. There's a shot blocked, but then they're going to call a foul on Blair Wheeler. Thought was going to get away with that when Sarah Travis there. Pretty good matchup for us, Coach. But you see what Coach Bishop has elected to do. They look any time that Curley gets the ball, especially in the paint, they're going to double down on her.
And that's only the fourth foul called on the Volunteers in this game.
Travis's first free throw's up, no good.
So we can be aggressive. We have nobody in foul trouble.
Heflin, the only one she's got two. Zakiria Heflin. And there's a steal. Still in the backcourt by Travis. Travis pulls it out, kicks it back out to Baker. Over to Muniker. Muniker's jump shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball still loose, and it'll be Travis coming out with it for the Lions. Back over to the top of the key. That's Baker. Baker looks down low there. Kicked back out, and that should be, well, a good save there from it being backcourt, Coach. I was already ready to call it. Curley drives to the basket. I think she gets a little bailed out there, to be honest. A little out of control that time was Curley.
Yeah, it looks like that foul is going on Cersei. But Curley is headed to the free throw line again.
The senior. A lot of seniors here on the Briarwood Lions girls team. Most of these girls we were calling last year, and she makes a vote.
Yeah, it's a contrast here. They're seniors, and we're basically junior high players out there.
Coach, you think those cheers are behind the baskets? You think those? You have to pay extra money to get those?
I would think so.
They got a Briarwood. They've got an opening on one end of their. Well, both ends are really open under the goal, and one side they've got cheers.
Those are prime seats.
There's a shot up by Brandy Searcy. It's no good. Searcy gets her own long rebound. Kicks it out to Billingsley. Billingsley's three-pointer no good. Loose ball, and the Lions come out with it. Good save there by Travis. Travis up to four. That's Muniker. Ball stolen away by Billingsley. Stepped in the way of that pass. The turnover there for the Lions. Billingsley. Back to Billingsley. Billingsley drives baseline. Pull-up jumper no good. Rebound to number three, Baker. For the Lions, Baker dribbles it back up, slows things down. She's guarded by Stevie Giddens. Over to Curley, back to Baker. Top of the key, Baker drives, kicks back out to Muniker. Muniker looked good, pass down low, but the shot's up, no good. Good pass down to Travis. Travis couldn't make it go, but she kicks it out, Coach. And draining the three was number three, Baker. And Coach Bishop is going to call a Poultry South timeout here. 28-6 here. The Briarwood Christian Lady Lions lead. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Welcome you back here. There is a foul, quick foul called on number 12, Olivia Jones. Open look here from the corner for Ward. Ward shot doesn't go, hit front rim. Good looking shot over from the corner, Coach, on the inbound play.
Yeah, we had a nice look at it, just couldn't get it to go.
Muniker long three-pointer from the right side, no good. Aggressive rebound there by Anna Tatum Baker.
Well, we've got to get those misses like that one.
We're too stagnant, Coach. We're like waiting on the ball to come to us, what it seems like. and the Lions are going after them.
See, we're not pressuring the ball at all. We're just letting them do what they want to.
Well, with a 22-point lead, but they'll finally, when they throw it away, Coach, that's another turnover for the Lions. When we do defend, they struggle a little bit. They've had their share of turnovers.
Now, they'll play up. They may be playing like a matchup zone here.
Over to Giddens. Back over to Searcy, top of the key. Searcy over to Billingsley, left wing.
Yeah, they've gone to a 2-3.
Good drive.
Now, that was a good play.
And I think that foul is going to be called on number 32, Emma Curley.
We need to be doing more of that, getting the ball in that area.
We need to probably attack Emma Curley and try to get some fouls on her, Coach.
And Ford will go to the line here for a couple.
It's actually Ward, ain't it? I didn't know we had a Ford, Coach.
What did I say?
Ford.
Well, I meant.
And she made the first one.
I meant Ward. LaShante Ward.
You can't read your own writing, can you?
No. Listen.
28-7, the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions lead the balls 2:58 here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Ward second shot doesn't bank it, but we do get the rebound. Put back up, no good. By Brandy Searcy. Searcy has it again. It's deflected and she loses it off of herself out of bounds. Searcy's a hustler there, Coach.
Yeah, we're going with some full court pressure here for the first time.
And they quickly beat that. Baker goes up and hits the jumper. Man-to-man full court pressure, Coach, and we just got outmatched.
There. Well, they just beat us on the dribble, and there was no help on the backside.
There's another steal. And Baker's on the run again. Baker kicks it out over to number 24. She drives down the lane, banks it up, and no good. And it's deflected out of bounds by Clara Crawford. The Lady Balls will get it.
Yeah, we got away there. They missed one right there in front of the rim. 30-7 deficit we're looking at.
Searcy with the basketball. Over to Billingsley, left wing. Billingsley dribbles down. Back over to Searcy. Searcy fires up a long three. No. And that's another thing, Coach, we're doing there. They're going to get – oh, she had a run out and lost her own dribble. No call there. They're just going to call it out of bounds. But if you watch us, Coach, when we shoot the basketball, especially on the threes, all five just stop. And then they try to react to where the ball goes, but it's too late then.
Yeah, they're looking. Zakiria Heflin looked like maybe tweaked her ankle there a little.
From our vantage point, we got a good look at them standing there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a great view of it.
There's a shot up, and a three-pointer is good by number 3, Anna Tatum Baker.
And that's Baker's second three of this quarter. She's got 8 points already in the third quarter.
Giddens throws, and that's going to be saved. Almost backcourt. And we'll turn it over again. And that's laid up and in by Emma Curley. And we're going to get a Poultry South timeout. Lady Balls falling farther and farther behind here. 28 points are behind now. 35-7 to the Briarwood Christian. Lady Lions, we'll take a break and come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking. putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Welcome you back here, Lady Lions. Get the rebound and back the other way. Drive all the way to the basket. That's a good drive and score. That's Julia Thompson, number 10. 30-point lead now for the Lions. Billingsley comes up, gets a pick, open three, and that is a Toyota Silicaca three-pointer by Ramiah Billingsley.
First one of the evening. Now, she'll get better because she was a good shooter last year.
There's a shot. There's a drive to the basket. It won't go for Baker, but she's fouled.
Looked like Wheeler picked up that foul.
Going the line shooting two is Baker.
You know, Briarwood has picked up the tempo a little bit here in this third quarter, and it's paid off for him.
First free throw up, no good. Baker and Curley, two and very important players here for the Lady Lions, and she drains the second.
Briarwood probably will be making a push in the area race as we get deeper into that.
Lady Vols with the basketball. Gets it down to Wheeler. Wheeler in the paint on the block. Wheeler goes up strong, and the shot's deflected, but Searcy comes out with it. Searcy cross-court over to Ward. Ward's bumped and fouled. Look at that. I don't think they're – let's see how they – I think they're going to say she was on the floor, but –
Anderson, number 21, picked up that foul.
She did. She did. As soon as she was bumped, attempt to shoot and tried to get that call, but didn't get it. Ball's inbounds to Stevie Giddens over to Ward. And the clock's going to run dry before we can get a shot. That'll end you Highway 9 tire third quarter. Lady Vols trail the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 38-10. We'll transfer out of the Highway 9 entire third quarter into the first Capital Insurance fourth. We come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This Thanksgiving, as we gather with family and friends, everyone at First Capital Insurance in Lineville wants to take a moment to express our sincere gratitude. For over 50 years, we've had the privilege of serving this community. We're not just voices on the other end of the phone. We are your neighbors, your friends, and the ones cheering with you on Friday nights. Your support allows us to do what we love right here at home. Happy Thanksgiving from our entire team at First Capital Insurance, and we're proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action. Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Coach, I played the third quarter. I better go back to the fourth quarter. We don't want to go back to the third. It's that lead. Really expanded for the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
Well, Briarwood exploded offensively in that third quarter with 17 points to blow it out to 38-10 here.
What the balls go four to get to double digits, though. Billingsley with the basketball. There's a shot up, no good. Put back, no good. We got to get to where we can make those putbacks that close, point blank, Coach.
Yeah, that was an easy one right there. Should have been 2 points.
Heflin unable to get that over to Baker. Baker drains another three.
Three in the game now for him.
Coach, by high school rule, it should be a running clock from this point on. 41-10, 31-point lead here for the Lady Lions. Down to Wheeler. Wheeler on the elbow. Kicks about out to Searcy. Searcy's three, no good.
Blair needs to look for that shot right there at the free throw line.
Billingsley. Billingsley shot from the jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound up to Baker. Baker does a good job of looking around when she's got the basketball. It's not all about her, for sure. She's a good point guard. Oh, good dish. Down to number 10. Shot up, no good, by Thompson. That was a good look by number 24.
Yeah, Baker's very pesky, too, on defense.
Billingsley dribbles it down over to Searcy. Searcy back to Billingsley, over to Giddens. Billingsley pulls it up, no good. Our field goal percentage is not getting better, Coach. It's probably getting worse.
No, this is going to be a rough night percentage-wise.
There's a shot up, no good. And the first one's blocked, but Julia Thompson gets it back and goes back up, and it's good. 43-10, the Briarwood Christian lead. Wheeler with the basketball down on the base. She drives, shot no good, gets her own rebound. That putback no good. Another putback by Billingsley, no good. Right now, Volunteers fighting hard and comes back out with it. Just Billingsley. Open shot here for Searcy. It hits front rim, no good.
Well,
we saved it, and we still got it, Coach.
Right now, we're 0 for 4 on this possession.
Oh, that's going to be a charge. That's a good call. Charge on number 1, Zakir Heflin. That'll count as a turnover. And we see some drugstore substitutions coming in. I didn't catch all those.
Yeah, it looks like we're sending in a whole new unit.
We'll try to get those as we go along.
They're pretty much emptied their bench as well.
Their bench is not very deep, though, Coach.
No.
They've only got 9 players available tonight. So I think their bench has been emptied from the start, honestly. But Curly hadn't been in the game in a while. That's key. And I don't expect to see her anymore. Ball down to number 10, Thompson. Back to Muniker. Muniker over to number 24. Drive underneath, layup. And it's out of bounds off of lines.
I tell you, Thompson for them has made her presence felt here in the second half. Got a couple of field goals and a big wide body. Takes up some space there in the paint.
Balls with the basketball. That's Billingsley.
Moved under the 4-minute mark here.
Higgins. We got both Higgins sisters in there. One of them gets the ball down low and up and underneath. No good. And we got a jump ball. Possession error in favor of the Balls.
And you were right. That clock is on the move.
Ella Higgins and also Emma Higgins in the game for the Lady Balls. Billingsley still in. Also see number 42, Nevaeh Wyckoff in.
Billingsley with another missed three right there.
And we've took some of those that have been open, Coach. We just can't hit them.
Yeah, a lot of them been open.
We're going to have to make some more.
But a lot of them have been too quick as well.
Good ball movement there by the Lions. That shot up, no good. Long rebound, bounced out to 21, Anderson. That's one way to do it. And we'll bump her out of bounds. She has to save it in bounds. Here we'll go. And the ball's through the hands of Ward, and that's a turnover for the Lady Balls.
And here they go.
Up the floor to number 24. And she misses the layup. And there is a Nevaeh Wyckoff on the floor. It'll be a jump ball call. Possession error should be in favor of the Lady Lions. We're getting some more drugstore substitutions here.
I see Ella Higgins, Cersei back in. Yeah, those people at that on the baseline there, there's no telling what they paid for those seats. I mean, they're right there in the action.
Coach, I tell you what is a big change from football. The Blair Family Farm and Market weather report, it's pretty much a consistent 70 degrees in these gyms.
That's right.
Did you see what they just called? I missed. Jump ball?
Jump ball. I tell you what, Rusty, the temperature may not be consistent in there on Monday. I think we've got a front coming through.
Yeah, it might even affect something inside. And there's a turnover by Higgins down on the baseline. The Sox down under a minute. There's a jumper from the elbow of number 12, Olivia Jones, for the Lions. No good. Fight for the rebound. Now, Vail Wyckoff comes out with it. She gives it off to Billingsley, 45 seconds. Lady Vols is going to go to 4-5 on the year, 0-1 in area play. Wyckoff got an extra step in. She fires up the three. Got her own rebound and put back. And I guess she was fouled. You got to give it to her, Coach. She's playing hard, and it made a difference right there.
Yeah, got a chance at a three-point play here.
I tell you what else about Nevaeh. She can sing the national anthem if she needs to. She can belt it out there. I don't know if y'all have heard her, but she sang it for me a few times at some events. There's the ball. Last touch by the Lions. We need to hurry up. Clock's running hot, 13 seconds here. Billingsley with the basketball, gets it down to Higgins. Higgins shot, good looking shot, does it go, and that's got to be a travel, but the clock will hit zeros, and that'll be the end of the Lady Vols game here. We'll come back. We will recap the first half. Kind of talk about some things here as we come back and get ready to transfer back into the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show for our boys game in just a little bit. We're expecting that game to tip off somewhere around the 7:30 mark. We'll see where that is. But you're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll come back in a few minutes and recap this girls game as the Lady Vols fall 43-12 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
You know that feeling when you need a real home-cooked meal, but you're stuck at work? We know it too. That's why Honey's Cafe is serving up homemade lunches every weekday. Honey's Cafe has hearty oven-roasted meats, savory sides, and a tasty dessert to top it all off. Enjoy the hot bar, or you can order from their full menu. Keep an eye on the Honey's Cafe Facebook page for the Friday night steak nights. Located at 30 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Know before you go. The all-new Hill Auto Sales website is now available. Buyfromhill.net gives you all the information you need before you even drive to the lot. Buyfromhill.net has both exterior and interior pictures of their growing inventory. It's also connected to Carfax to provide the in-depth car history. Everything you need to know at the click of a keyboard at buyfromhill.net. Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They're located on the Hill in Lineville. As a proud sponsor of Radio Alabama, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you've successfully bagged that trophy, don't waste a minute. Matthews Meat Market, with locations in both Lineville and Oxford, offer expert venison processing. Matthews Meat Market doesn't just wrap your venison, they vacuum seal every package to lock in freshness and prevent freezer burn so that you can enjoy the taste of your hunt all year long. Matthews Meat Market is located in Lineville at 61272 Highway 49. In Calhoun County, you can find them at 3050 Highway 78 East near DeArmondville. Matthews Meat Market, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Waynes. We got Heath Stroud, Ben Happiness, and also we got a crew tonight as we kick off basketball. Coach Heron, Jeremy Carricker, as the Balls have traveled to Briarwood to take on the Briarwood Christian Lions. And Coach, the girls have just failed in the matchup 43-12. Kind of a very dominating performance by Briarwood Christian. But share some stats with us that Jeremy Carricker has worked so hard to get.
Well, you know, the rebounding battle was not that bad. They out-rebounded us 29-25, so pretty close there. We had committed more turnovers, 11-7. They shot the ball a little bit better from the field. They did 16 for 54. We went 6 for 41. And that's where we ultimately came up short. You know, as we entered into area play tonight, only 12 points scored tonight. Ramiah Billingsley had 5 of those, Brandy Searcy 4. So 9 of the 12 points came from two players. And Briarwood Christian, on the other hand, had a great 1-2 punch. Ann Tatum Baker and Emma Curley both scored 14 points, and Baker had 3 three-pointers in this game. So they had good balance from the inside as well as the outside, and a very experienced team. I think they'll definitely make a run in the area, as you know, it'll be us, them, Shelby County, and Sylacauga. Be some good games there coming up. But right now we've got to evaluate what we're going to do offensively. And, you know, one big problem, of course, that we can't really do a whole lot about is our youth. We were going up against a senior-laden team here tonight, and that was a problem. As you know, eighth graders have a hard time competing against seniors. But The Volunteers were in there fighting, and they'll be back ready to go again on on Monday night. There'll be another region game, area game rather, at Shelby County, and it'll be another road game. So one positive, we're getting some of these road games in area play out of the way right off the bat, so we can get these people at home the second time around. But the Volunteers, some work to get done between now and Monday.
Absolutely, Coach. It's some of the times you'll be hearing us when the Vols win, we'll be coming out with a Piggly Wiggly player of the game, our play of the game. Really, we don't have a play of the game for today right now. Just really not. We hate to say that, but there's just really, it's hard to have one with that lopsided of victory. And obviously, we don't have an AGL Solid Waste Authority player of the game either. But you'll be hearing about those throughout the season. Sometimes we'll be talking about those. We'll also sometimes be having our Law Office of Tyler Sims Coach's Corner, as we'll have some coaches in here with us and able to do that here tonight.